Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for What Really Fulfills Us by Susie Eller. Then someone called from the crowd, "Teacher, please tell my brother to divide our father's estate with me." Jesus replied, "Friend, who made me a judge over you to decide such things as that?" Then he said, "Beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own." Luke 12:13-15. What's inside is important to God, and we see that affirmed in the story where today's key verse is found. Jesus and the disciples are traveling when a guy stops Jesus and asks him to step in and demand that his brothers share a portion of an inheritance. Jesus hears something in the man's request that troubles him. In direct response to the man's question, he starts a conversation about craving what you don't have. Jesus tells a parable about a rich man who has a fertile farm. His barns are full, yet instead of being content, he tears down the old barns and builds bigger, better barns to store more grain to acquire even more wealth. Jesus warns his listeners that these things aren't what fulfill us, but rather we find our riches in our relationship with God. Verse 20. It's a lesson Jesus taught often. He helped lead his disciples away from worrying over things that didn't have lasting significance to center on things that did. So often we are measured in this culture by things that have little eternal value, like how in shape or out of shape we are, the size of our home, the prestige of our job, our cute shoes or wardrobe. Can I be honest? Sometimes I measure myself by those same standards, forgetting there's much more to life than that. But I know that as a woman who's loved by Jesus, I am faith-filled, and my faith shines a light in darkness. Jesus led the disciples to a life of more. He leads you and me down the same path, to a life well-lived from the inside out. Dear Jesus, I know that beauty begins with my heart, but sometimes that's not where I put my energy or thoughts. Give me wisdom to end the pursuit of things that have little eternal value. Help me run after what changes me from the inside out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take, but I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the TMUS podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.